I feel awful. God could have healed my tonsils. I asked him to, so why didn't he?
When difficult things happen, do you moan, groan, and complain? Or do you try to look on the bright side of things? And that's the name of my story that we'll have in just a moment. First, James 1. Brethren, count it all joy when various trials come your way, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Our story, the bright side. I feel awful, Caleb whined. Why did I have to get sick anyway? God could have healed my tonsils. I asked him to, so why didn't he? He must have something even better planned for you, said Mom. Ha! Like what? Caleb asked. Throwing his hands in the air, he sighed. Now I can't go to Owen's house for the weekend. I haven't seen him since we moved here, Caleb sniffed. Why didn't God help us keep our house? How come we had to move? He slumped into his pillows and mumbled, I don't like it here. Be patient, honey. You'll soon feel better and be playing with Rover again, said Mom. Rover, a stray dog, had wandered into their yard the day they moved into their new home in the country. Caleb begged to keep him, and after checking for an owner, Dad took Rover to a vet. Then, to Caleb's delight, they adopted him. Later that day, Caleb watched a video Mom had taken of him playing with Rover. Just as it ended, a boy entered the room. This is Trent, said Mom. Hi, said Trent. I live next door. And I came to ask you if you want a skateboard. Trent shrugged. But you're sick. Well, I have some games we could play, suggested Caleb. And for the rest of the afternoon, the boys played games, talked, and laughed. I never had so much fun with a friend, said Caleb that evening. We like the same stuff. Mom smiled. So God brought something good out of what seemed bad to you, she said. What do you mean? Caleb asked. Well, if we hadn't moved from the city to the country, you wouldn't have been able to keep Rover, said Mom, as she handed Caleb a bowl of ice cream. And if you hadn't gotten sick and missed going to visit Owen, it might have been a long time before you discovered what a great friend Trent can be. Mom tousled Caleb's hair. You're seeing some of the bright side of your troubles. Things happen that seem bad to us. But God always uses them for good in the lives of his children. Instead of getting mad at God, we should trust him and be thankful for the good he brings through the experiences he allows. Mom looked at Caleb. You get it? Caleb grinned. I think so. And there's something else good about being sick, he said. I get to have lots of ice cream and popsicles. Yum! Well, how about you? Do you look for the bright side when difficult things happen? Because of a disappointment, perhaps you made a friend. Someone came to know Jesus. You found a way to help somebody else. Or you were able to join a sports team or musical group. There are many possibilities. Even if you don't see anything good right away, trust God. Ask him to help you see the bright side of what happens. Sometimes disappointments are just a bridge on your way to something better. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And our key thought, trust God with disappointments. You know what? I believe that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. So when bad things happen, do try to look on the bright side of things. How does God want me to react to the things that happen that I don't like? Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bye now.